Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. What we do every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through our reading plan that we're going through as a church this year. You can find that reading plan at firstfamily.church under the resources tab. And we are in week 30 of our reading plan. And each week I bring on a member of our leadership to chat about this week's reading. And I've got our next gen director, Adam Bailey, on with us for this week's podcast. So welcome, Adam. Glad to have you back on the podcast.
Always glad to be back.
What stuck out to you from this week's reading?
When I was looking at the reading, the passages stood out to me for one reason, because about 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, a discipleship group and I that I was leading at our older church, we decided to attempt to commit to memory Matthew 5 to Matthew 7, just three chapters.
Wow.
And it was hard, but it was super transformative. That's why it stood out to me initially. But in addition to that, I could make the argument that my favorite, and I don't even know if I want to say favorite because it's the most terrifying verse, I think, in the entire New Testament. So it's hard to say this is my favorite verse. It's probably not my favorite in the sense of one that is like consoling, comforting, but it's the verse that I go back to when I think about the state of the American church, kind of what's going on inside the heart of a lot of people. And it's the end of Matthew 7, which is the end of the Sermon on the Mount, right before Jesus says, talks about the foundations. He makes this very like jaw-dropping statement of a person who would come to him, who had done miracles in his name and had prophesied in his name and walked with Jesus, did all these things with Jesus, and Jesus would look at them and say, I never knew you. I think it's honestly one of the most terrifying passages, because you can be doing the Christian thing. Like, can you even imagine being able to do miracles, like in prophesying, and then you get to the gates of heaven and Jesus says, I never had a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Like, how is that possible? And so I think for me, this has always been, honestly, it was one of the reasons I got that God called me into church planting was that verse, and then really cemented my heart and my passion for reaching cultural Christianity was that verse. Because there were so many people in my generation, our generation, who have done the Christian thing, but have lacked to actually call upon the name of Jesus. And that is a terrifying place to be, because most people are blind to it. They don't realize it. Say, I go to church. So we might not use the things like miracles or prophecy. Like, we might not use that vernacular, but we'll say things like, well, I go to church. I give my 10%. I did a one. I'm a Timothy Award holder, which I am, by the way. Like, we'll say all those things. And yet there's a possibility, there's a category in Jesus's mind that says, you could do all that and still miss the point. So I would just challenge, you know, our church and our listeners to say, this is not a verse that I want you walking away in fear, just wondering if you're saved or not saved. The point is to realize that if your answer to why you should get into heaven is not because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and the reason I live today is because of the salvation I have in Christ, all the works you do don't mean anything. If that's not the answer, then all the works you do for Christianity simply don't matter. So I think it's one of those reflection moments of, yes, there needs to be work. There is evidences of your salvation, but you can do the thing and still miss the cross. So it's sobering. It's kind of a scary thought, but I think it's one that Jesus, why would he end his Sermon on the Mount with that? I think he's trying to call attention to the people who are extremely legalistic, very Pharisaical, who want to do the Christian thing, but actually don't want Jesus. And so there's massive denominations in our culture. There's people in our churches today. Don't miss the point of Christianity. It's not about the things that we do. It's about the person of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It reminds me of the quote. It's not a quote. I don't know who it's from, but it said, Judas heard every one of Jesus' sermons. He was right there on the team, like doing all the stuff, serving in one sense the mission of God, and completely missed it. We as humans are not above being in such close proximity to God, Jesus, Christianity, the church, and just totally missing it. But I do think it's worth reminding ourselves and also our listeners too, that if like that verse is slightly terrifying to you and you're like wrestling with it, that's like wrestling. I don't remember who said this, but wrestling is like a good sign that you probably you're not, you are saved. You're not far from Jesus. Because if you're like, oh man, I really want, I think I am. If you're
I don't want to be that
an unregenerate person is just like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know the things I've done? Like, yeah. It's like the exactly what the verse says. But if you're like, that's crazy, that's terrifying. Like, you probably are in the family of God, and it's a good just a reminder for you or for us that like intimacy with Christ, relationship, walking with Jesus is the point and not doing all the things. And Adam, you and I both can like attest to like, it's really easy to do the stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in ministry. Yep. It's easy to clock in, clock out.
Yep. You could do it.
You can just work and do a job and miss the whole point. And our listeners too, you guys can, you know, serve as greeters or teach kids or help with youth or lead a small group, whatever, and just totally miss it.
You could miss the gospel.
Yep. And hopefully all of us who are Christians that are in that world and are trying not to do that, this is a good reminder. Like we talked about on Sunday, abiding is so crucial. And you're not going to obey without abiding. And obedience is not ultimately like something you just do out of your own strength. Mm-hmm. It's about abiding with Jesus, and obedience is the fruit of that.
Yep.
So I think that's a good reminder.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is a terrifying passage. Every time I think about it, it's like when you go to a funeral and you're like confronted with death and you're like, oof, like, I don't like to think about this. Yeah. It's like you hear that passage and you're like, oof.
Yeah.
I don't like to think about this.
Yeah. But I think the amazing part is what Jesus ends right after it. He issues this call of whoever would set their life upon the foundation of me is basically what he's getting at. If you set your foundation on the rock, you will last. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to fear. If your foundation of your life, your work, your school, your play is on the rock, you're good. Mm-hmm. You're founded on Christ. And I think that's the hope that we have in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, Adam, thanks for coming on the podcast and sharing this truth with us. Church, I hope that's challenging and encouraging to you. I hope you'll keep engaging with Scripture this year as we work through the Bible in a year. We'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.